Rhonda Garrison in from the Southern Farm Network. Next on today's topic, we have our weekly visit with South Carolina's Ag Commissioner, Hugh Weathers. Commissioner, last week, South Carolina Department of Agriculture had a pretty eventful week, along with Clemson, University of South Carolina. You kicked off a special program with those folks. Let's talk a little bit about what that's all about.
You're right, Rhonda. We kicked off the Certified SC-Grown Palmetto Series, and it is a year-long competition between University of South Carolina and Clemson on all the sports that they compete against each other on. I think there are 13 athletic events, and then we're going to have some academic parts of that with the grade records, and then get the fans involved with food drives, maybe blood drives. The whole point is we are putting Certified SC Grown right in there with the Clemson Tiger Paw and the Carolina Block C, pulling it all together, calling it the Palmetto Series, all designed around a healthy rivalry in South Carolina and healthier options for South Carolina consumers and more opportunities for South Carolina farmers.
Absolutely. Now, there's different aspects of this program. They all do rotate around athletic events, do they not?
Well, that's right. In any good rivalry, it gets the fans involved. You got passion involved, you got competition, and you got disagreement. So we got all of that. So that makes for a good rivalry, and we want the Certified SC Grown to be a part of that. And the Palmetto Series is a year-long competition, not just football, basketball, baseball, but all of the sports. As I said, I think about 13 contests, and the fact that it is so broad is indicative of how broad South Carolina agriculture is in the number of products that are out there on the shelves. We'll do promotions at stores. We'll have fan opportunities to win things, all designed around them looking and seeing Certified SC Grown more often.
All right. Look for that everywhere you go in South Carolina for the next 12 months. That's going to wrap up our weekly visit with South Carolina's Ag Commissioner, Hugh Weathers.